Christ, good to be with you once again tonight. We are so thankful for the privilege of being here, and we're so thankful for the hospitality that has been shown us so far, being in your pastor's home and being fed and taken care of by Titus's tonight. It's been good already. Let's take our Bibles this evening to Psalms chapter 119. As we prayed and sought the Lord's will and leadership and messages, I didn't suspect Wednesday morning, the day we were going to be loading up and coming this way, that I would be drawn back to Psalms 119 for this evening. But this is where the Lord has brought us, and this is the message the Lord gave us, and I preach from notes, and I have to get my notes in my computer, and I have to print it out, and I'd be lost without those things. And Wednesday morning, the Lord expanded these thoughts and allowed us to get these things down in preparation. I pray God will use his word. Psalms chapter 119, we're just going to read the very last verse of this chapter. Psalms 119, verse 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. It's a very profound verse. It's profound for what it says, but it is also profound if you know anything about the rest of this chapter. In all 175 previous verses, the psalmist has defended his relationship with God, has defended his integrity and defended his trust and his service and his obedience. For 175 verses in this psalms, he declares, if you would, his righteousness before God. And he called God as witness. So we know he was speaking under inspiration and speaking truthfully. But we come to the very last verse of this chapter, and for the first time, openly and honestly, the psalmist declares that he had gone astray. For the first time, really, in all of these verses, he acknowledges sin and his moving into sin and moving towards sin. And as we close this study out at home, the Lord impressed four great truths that are taught here in this last verse. But as we prepare to come up here for this meeting, he expanded those thoughts to consider those same four points in application to somebody who is lost. Somebody who thinks they're saved, but never has been. So pray, as we look at these things in relationship to God's people and also the lost, that God would bless. First of all, the psalmist here says, I have gone astray. He acknowledges something here that all of us should acknowledge, and all of us should understand about ourselves. We're not perfect. We're not the example of the perfect Christian. All of us go astray. If you're here tonight and you think you don't ever have a sin problem, you don't ever go astray, you don't ever get out of God's will, you don't ever sin, you're one of the most deceived people here tonight. The psalmist, under the inspiration of God and the hand of God, had the wisdom to see God, as we saw last night, as holy and righteous, to see God's word as also perfect in righteousness. And in seeing God and seeing God's word and loving God's word, he was able to see himself, and he comes to a conclusion here by acknowledging that like a lost sheep, he went astray. You know, that's a tendency in sheep. That's one of the reasons we need to acknowledge with the psalmist we go astray. That's what sheep do. Sheep will wander away. Sheep will chase one weed to another weed and find themselves far from the fold, not realizing that's where they are. And if you and I are truly saved, then we are his sheep. And it is going to be our tendency to go astray. Isaiah chapter 53 tells us about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our sins. He bore our stripes that we might be healed, that we might be whole. He went to Calvary to save his sheep. We were as sheep, Isaiah 53 tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, that is repeated, we were as sheep going astray. We are God's sheep. And as his sheep, we go astray. The psalmist, back in verse 10 of this chapter, cries out, verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. This is a believer. I believe this is a psalm of David. The psalmist, as a child of God, says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. And then he cries out, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. See, he knew himself. He acknowledges in 176 he had gone astray. He acknowledges in verse number 10 that going astray is a part of his nature, and he cried out to God not to let him go astray. We are God's sheep. We go astray. And as you consider the record of the psalmist here, he had not gone astray with any great or grievous sin as we would identify them. And we need to acknowledge that going astray from God is not always going to be the big sin that we have in the back of our mind. God, the Lord, said to the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, good job, good job, good job, but I do have one thing against you. You've left your first love. They had not gone into error. They had not embraced heresy. They had not gone into any number of things that we would say is a big offense for a church, but they had gone astray in their love and in their relationship with the Lord. We need to examine ourselves, not just tonight, not just while we're in revival services, but every single day we need to examine ourselves with the understanding that we are his sheep. Because we are his sheep, we go astray. Let us not be proud. Let us not be arrogant. Let us not be self-righteous or self-sufficient. Let us acknowledge with the psalmist that we go astray. And that may be just growing a little bit cold for the Lord. Growing a little bit cold maybe for love for the body of Christ, the church of the Lord where he has placed us. A little bit cold in love for his word, the sacred scriptures, that we should, as we saw last night, truly stand in awe of. Ask yourself tonight, as one of his sheep, are you astray? Have you drifted from the point where you know God would have you to be? Do you love the Lord like you should tonight? Do you love the Lord's church like you should tonight? Do you love the Lord's word like you should tonight? Do you love your brothers and sisters in Christ in this body as you should tonight? Are you concerned over lost sinners who are dying and going to hell the way you should be concerned tonight? Do we stand here in the house of the Lord maybe having gone astray? Let us acknowledge with the psalmist that we indeed do go astray. And the psalmist gives a true glimpse of himself here in verse 176 by stating he had gone astray. But the second thing I want you to notice from our text is the psalmist asking God to seek him. This is interesting. The Lord really impressed this upon my heart. Most of the time when we think about backsliding, we think about coldness and indifference, we think about our getting away from the Lord and our coming to our senses and then our seeking him. Sheep don't ever do that. Sheep don't ever get out so far, come to their senses, turn around, and find their way back to the fold. What a sheep desperately needs is the shepherd to seek them. I believe we find some mechanics here to coldness and indifference and straying and our wandering and our going astray from the Lord. It is our tendency. We have to fight it every single day. And even when we're fighting it and we're thinking we're doing well in our love and our relationships, we may be growing cold. And the psalmist doesn't pray, Lord, help me seek you, help me find you. He has a desire for the Lord to seek him. If you're one of the Lord's true sheep, when you go astray, I believe you have a deep-seated desire for the Lord to find you. That's the only way we're going to get revived. That's the only way we're going to get stirred. That's the only way we're going to be drawn back. If we're truly his, he's going to love us. He's going to seek us. And I believe the mechanics are here is, I stray, Lord, seek me. Lord, come, find me where I am. You're truly saved. I believe, like the psalmist, you're going astray. You may be astray tonight, but if you're truly saved, you have a desire for the Lord to bring you back to where you ought to be. If you're here and you're truly one of his sheep, I believe you have a desire for the Lord to seek you, to find you. Lord, it's not right between you and me. Lord, I don't love you like I should. Lord, I don't feel like I used to. I believe if you're really one of his, you have a desire for him to come and renew that relationship. Because we are his. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 says we're not our own. We're bought with a price. That price was the blood of Jesus Christ. So he owns us. And because he's the shepherd, we're the sheep, he comes. Look over to the book of Matthew. As Christ taught, he represented this great truth to us. In Matthew chapter 18, verse number 12 and 13. Christ poses the question, how think ye? What do you think about this? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? He just poses a question. If a man has 900 sheep, one of them goes astray, does he care enough? Does he love that one lost sheep enough to go after it? Verse 13, and if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than for the 99 which went not astray. That speaks of our relationship with our shepherd. We apply this thought to us who are saved sheep. When we go astray, because we're his sheep, he loves us, and he's going to come and seek us. If we're astray tonight and we're truly his, we're going to have a desire for him to come after us. Notice back there in our text, third thought from that verse. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. I'm one of your sheep. That's the nature of sheep. I'm not going to claim to be super sheep. I go astray. I've gone astray. Because I'm your sheep, and I'm a sheep, I know it's not my nature to seek you. I pray that you'll seek me, Lord. But then he says, next of all, for I do not forget thy commandments. Sheep go astray. You and I are truly his sheep. We're going to go astray. Let's just be honest. Our past record certainly proves that to us, because none of us are without a history of going astray, even if it is just falling a little bit cold in our love for him. We go astray. We seek him, desire him to seek after us, to come to us. But here's something about sheep. I'm talking about the truly saved folk. Though they go astray, they have that desire for the Lord to come and seek them. And though they go astray, God's true sheep do not forget God's commandments. In verse 61, he says, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. Verse 93. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me, or made me alive. Or you can even see in this word quicken the thought of revival. See, three places here The psalmist declares he has not forgotten God's commandments. He has not forgotten God's word. Those who are truly his sheep go astray, but they desire him to come to them and renew that relationship and keep them from going too far. And though we go astray, we never forget God's word. No matter how cold and indifferent and backward and out of the will of the Lord I've gotten, I've never been able to get away from God's word, God's commandments. They're always there. When I get out of his will and I'm backslidden, his commandments are always before me. If you're truly saved, you're truly one of his sheep, you can't get away from God's word. You're going to know you're wrong. I don't think somebody who is truly saved, who's out of God's will, who have gone astray from him in any degree at all, I don't think they need to be told. That's their condition. I think the Holy Spirit convicts them of that. And the word of God is always coming up before their memory. And they say to themselves, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not in the will of the Lord. I don't love the Lord like I should. I don't love the Lord's church like I should. I'm not as faithful as I should be. Nobody has to tell me that. I know in my own conscience. The word of God condemns me. Sheep do not forget God's commandments. Sheep do not forget their convictions, leave their convictions and their standards. They're always before them. Then the fourth thing I want us to consider from this verse is that collectively we have a statement of confession in verse 176. This is a confession. He's confessing before the Lord that he goes astray, has gone astray. He confesses before the Lord that he desires him to seek him in whatever degree he has gone astray. He confesses before the Lord, I have not forgotten thy commandments. I believe in the old saying that confession is good for the soul. And I also believe that confession is a vital part of a healthy relationship with our shepherd, the Lord. I'm very concerned and I'm very troubled by the absence of confession in the lives of God's people today. I'm very concerned when I think about all my years of growing up in and around our Baptist churches. I'm concerned at how void we are of the confession of sin. And I ask myself, where did heartbreak, where did weeping, where did acknowledging of sin go in our Baptist churches? Seems as though we are a hybrid. It seems as though we're a super species of sheep today. It's like God's people don't ever go astray. But we've already seen that's an impossibility. Sheep go astray. If we're going to rate sheep, we'd say if this is a Psalm of David, he was certainly a super sheep. Man after God's own heart, I wouldn't want to put myself anywhere in his category. But he acknowledged he went astray. He confesses this before God. Proverbs teaches us that there is prosperity in the confession of sin, but in the covering of sin, in the suppression of sin, in the pretending that it doesn't exist, in the sweeping it under the rug and hoping nobody finds out about it. There's no blessing in that. 1 John tells us if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. The Bible teaches us much about confession. The Bible also teaches us to confess our sins one to another. But we're too proud, too self-righteous, and too arrogant to confess our sins to one another. What'll they think of me? We're more concerned with what someone might think about us than we are about what the Lord thinks. The shepherd of our soul thinks. In the middle of Psalms 23, the psalmist declares there in verse 3, he restoreth my soul. Did you ever really stop and thought about what is involved in restoring? It's not just physical exhaustion that he restores our strength from, but he restores us when we go astray. He restores us when we stumble and fall. He restores us when sin creeps into our life. He restores us when we get cold and indifferent. He restores us when we don't love him like we should. He restores us when great and grievous sin entraps us and snares us and falls into our life and we fall into its trap. He restores us because he loves us. He's our shepherd. But I can put before you plainly with the word of God that he never restores his sheep without confession, repentance, and acknowledging, Lord, I have sinned. Lord, I'm not what I ought to be. Lord, I go astray. So the psalmist in this text verse confesses that he goes astray, had gone astray. We know enough about David to know he went astray more than once. We can say that about every great hero of the Bible, can't we? Name any great hero of the Bible that the Bible doesn't also reveal to us their sins, their stumbling, their falls. Moses ever make a mistake? Abraham, the great man of faith? Oh, yeah. All sheep go astray. David acknowledges, because he's one of the sheep of the Lord, I go astray just like a sheep does. I desire you to seek me, Lord. Though I go astray, I don't forget your commandments. I just can't get away from your word. You go astray, sometimes you'd like to forget God's word. You have a clearer conscience, but you can't if you're one of his. And the psalmist confesses before the Lord that he goes astray. Now let me ask you a question. Well, four questions. What if your pride, your stubbornness, arrogance, whatever else you might want to list, what if pride won't let you acknowledge your sin? Some people, no matter how grievous they sin, never acknowledge it. Act as though they're not in sin or living in sin. What if you have no desire for God to seek you? You're living living in sin, that sin doesn't bother you, and you have no desire for God to come where you are and to bring you back where you should be. No guilt, no conscience. What if you live like you have forgotten everything you've ever heard, everything you've ever learned from the Word of God? What if indeed while you're in sin, the Word of God never ever comes convicting you of your sin? What if you don't go astray, but you willfully sin? And you almost plan it out. I've seen people get into this pattern. They willfully, deliberately go astray, knowing, well, after they've done it and they're satisfied, they're going to turn around and they're going to come back and want to get everything right and hunky-dory with the Lord. That's not confession. That's not repentance. That's not an action of a true sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone who sins on Saturday night with the attitude of, okay, I'll get it taken care of Sunday morning. That's not confession. That's not repentance. You see, you look at this 176th verse here, you see the picture of a true saint, a true sheep. A true Christian goes astray. A true Christian seeks and longs for God to come after him. True Christian never forgets God's word, never forgets what he's been taught or she's been taught, never forgets their convictions, always is plagued with a conscience problem. And they're brought to confession. But you know, somebody who has never been saved will not acknowledge sin. Somebody who's never been saved has no desire for God to come after them. That's something that is wrought within somebody at the new birth. The Spirit's within us. Though we go astray, He's going to come after us. If He doesn't come after us, there's no evidence of sonship, the Bible says. An evidence of sonship is He chastens those who He truly loves. If you can willfully sin and have no conscience of sin, and in sin have no longing for God to come after you, no desire for Him to come and seek you, and you can live for however long you do as though you've forgotten everything you've ever heard or ever known, and you can sin willfully with it in your mind, well, I'll get right one of these days. It's not up to me to judge. But scripturally and biblically speaking, those are not signs of sheep. That's signs of a goat. Do we feel that drawing, that tendency to go astray? Do we acknowledge we go astray? Do we fight every single day the desire, the tendencies to go astray? Do we feel in our heart a longing for God to keep coming after us? Keep coming after us. Though we stray grievously, God's word still always present with us. Just can't get away from it. Are we brought, when the Lord seeks us, to true confession and acknowledgement of our sins? Then praise God. That's evidence we're one of His sheep. If you feel all these things tonight in the midst of these services, you acknowledge to whatever degree, with whatever it is, you've gone astray. If If you really want His, you're going to desire Him to come after you, and I guarantee He's going to come. And however it is you've gone astray, He's always there to draw you back, to receive your repentance and confession, and to forgive us of all of our sins. God, help us when we consider Him, His absolute rightness, His word, its absolute rightness and righteousness. Let us acknowledge that we go astray and measure ourselves tonight by God, by God's word. Where do we stand? Do we really desire Him to come after us? Do we really desire tonight for things to be well with our soul? Those are signs of salvation. But let them not just be signs. Let us get right. Let us leave here tonight with our relationship between us and the Lord whole. And I'm not beating on anybody. I told you I can't pass judgment on anybody. But if these things aren't working in your life, you give evidence that you've never been born again. The good news is He's still receiving sinners. He's still saving sinners. Put aside any emotionalism. Put aside maybe walking a church aisle years ago. Put aside some preacher, some Sunday school teacher, some parent pronouncing to you that you were saved. Examine yourself tonight. Do you really know you're saved? Do you feel these things working in your life? If you're really one of His sheep, you will. And if you don't, just between you and the Lord, just ask yourself openly and honestly, what does that indicate? Maybe God would be pleased to reveal to you that your greatest need tonight might be just to be saved. Trust in Christ. He'll save your soul tonight. You can leave here knowing you're one of His sheep. God, help us to ask ourselves, where are we? Evidencing sheephood? Or looking more like a goat?